Tara Willerup, our special guest, who is vice president of the Simsbury Free Library Board of Trustees. And the reason that she is with me this morning is there has been a question. And the question is, did the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. live in Connecticut? Well, a group of Simsbury students set out to prove the popular suburban myth and discovered not only did he spend two summers working in Simsbury's tobacco fields, his experience actually shaped his personal philosophies. And now let's meet our special guest, Tara Willerup. Tara, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Boy, I'll tell you, these kids must have been so excited. I mean, most of us knew that Dr. King was in this area, worked in tobacco, but the kids, what was their initial reaction?
Well, it was a great group. It was driven by their teacher, Rich Curtis, from Simsbury High School, who got these kids to work with our free library to investigate, and they did all the great research, and they talked to their college, Morehouse College, which is where Dr. Martin Luther King was at the time he was working in Simsbury. A bunch of Morehouse kids would come up every summer to pick tobacco and raise money for their college tuition, and they talked to people who knew Martin Luther King, and they were able to discern that he enjoyed being in Simsbury. They read the letters he wrote to his mother, and they actually saw the application to his ministry school that stated that the summers of 44 and 47 were influenced his choice to become a minister.
Tara, you know, you never know in this business that I'm in. You never know who's going to call you. You never know what it's going to be about until you find out. And this must have been so exciting to these young people, really.
They really enjoyed it, and I think the students were so impressed. They're like, he was our age when he was here. He was our age walking these streets in Simsbury at the same time they were walking the streets of Simsbury, and he went on to do such incredible things, and he's an American hero. And they sat, you know, and they walked the streets, and they're saying to themselves, wow, you know, if that's not an added inspiration. He's always been so inspiring, but if that's not an added inspiration to have the teeny tiny little connect that he was actually in our state and in our town, they were very excited about it.
Now, you got an MLK memorial, and I understand that this is being built. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are doing a groundbreaking on October 11th at 5 p.m. At the Simsbury Free Library, which is where we will be housing the memorial on the front lawn. And it is open to the public, of course, and it will. And then we hope to get it built this fall, weather permitting.
You know, this is a tremendous idea, for young people. It truly is, and they'll be part of all of this. And I can understand, the excitement.
It's great. The students, the 16 students started and did a documentary that you can find on mlknct.org. If you go to the website, there's a 14-minute documentary, which was the inspiration for all of the memorial. So some of the kids who were the younger kids in the original group got together and said, once we're gone and graduate, you know, who's going to tell this story to the students that are coming behind us? And so they were the ones who got inspired to do a memorial. They worked with a memorial designer, and they actually learned that when you do a memorial, you need to have symbolic parts. All the parts have to have all the elements have to have a symbolism. So they have their five glass panels. With the students are able to the story of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is going to be put out on five panels of glass. They wanted it open to the community. They wanted it available to the universe, and so it's floating in glass. There's a pathway because he walked the streets that they walked. There are elements that are native stone to Simsbury. There's granite, which is native to Atlanta. So there are a lot of cool pieces to the memorial itself.
When it is complete, will you give me a call?
I would love to.
And this will be an honor for me. I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. King. I was introduced in Hartford several years ago, and I certainly will never forget it.
Well, we hope that no one forgets his message, and we keep remembering it every minute of every day so we can use this as a chance to inspire others to keep educating themselves to his message.
Tara, thank you so much, and I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you very much. Me too.